And we're back. It is Monday, March the 16th, 2020, 3/16/2020, 16 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program, and as I said, we are in the middle of a pandemic, and that is something I have never said in 18 years of radio, but we certainly are. And whether or not you believe the medical side of it, you certainly have to believe the other side of it. And the other side of it is that public schools, K through 12, are closed down for at least 3 weeks. As of 8 o'clock, or 9 o'clock last night, excuse me, restaurants and bars are closed in the state of Ohio except for carryout. Child care, preschool age is becoming a dried up thing. Church services yesterday were very empty. People were doing them online. Toilet paper, paper towels, bread, milk, water. Stores are in very short supply and limiting the number you can take. Grocery stores are limiting their hours so people can come in and restock at night. There is no such thing as a 24-hour grocery store at this point in Ohio, I believe. If you work in a bar or a restaurant, you may now qualify for unemployment per an executive order from the governor yesterday. You still cannot get in and see a loved one at a nursing home if you want to do it. They are all still on lockdowns. And guess what? 2 o'clock, I'm sure we'll get another press conference today. So wait and see what happens today as the whole thing continues on. Now, in the midst of this, I do want to remind people that tomorrow still is primary day. We are going through with that. That's the one thing that's still open here in Ohio, presidential primary tomorrow. Mary Ellen Withrow, we're going to do an elongated version of this program tomorrow. We'll be on from 8 to 11 live. Mary Ellen Withrow will be live in studio. And at this point, former candidate for governor last time around on the Democratic side, Rich Cordray, will be along with us as well. First time he has spoken since losing the governor's race to the governor who is making all of the decisions right now. So one thing we will talk to Mr. Cordray about is, what would you have done in this particular situation? So listen, tomorrow it is primary day and there will be other people involved. So now we are going to never read the internet before you give an introduction. Now, Michelle Whitaker has been with us this morning. We talked a little bit. She's the owner of Stewart's here in town and what's going on with restaurants. And now we are joined by Abby Croman. And yeah, Abby, I don't know exactly what, oddly enough, I don't know what your title is at, what is the title? What's your title over there? I'll turn your mic on. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm the child care director at Emanuel.
Child care director, yes. At Emanuel.
Yes.
All right. And at this point, that is the only preschool still opened in Marion.
We are, yes. We are, you know, child care. We have up 6 weeks infants up to 5 years before kindergarten. So we are the only one. There's probably some in-home centers that are open. But as far as licensed child care facilities, we are the only one.
Here's how this hour is going to work. Because obviously, you know, Abby and Michelle, they've been on before. We're friends. That's a whole thing. Because this is getting a little too serious, we're going to do the serious here for 20 minutes. We're going to talk about restaurants. We're going to talk about the daycare. But then we are going to have some fun because people need to laugh right now. It's getting a little too heavy in the end.
Is it that boring movie trivia?
You knew that. You knew.
I didn't know it was going to be boring movie trivia.
We're doing movie trivia.
We're not going to get funny yet. We've got to be serious for 20 minutes. Here and then we'll go on into that. Now, here's the point though. Michelle, recap for us what's going on at Stewart's.
We are open for business today, 11 to 8, and everything will be pretty much business as usual. Besides, we will not be offering mugs and tray service, but the car hops, they'll bring out your food to you and throwaway containers, and you're more than welcome to sit there and eat in your car as usual.
Now, do you fear, with the governor's state of the state that he gives every day, that this could get worse?
Well, absolutely, I'm sure. I mean, probably more places are, different types of places are going to get closed, and I feel like it's going to get worse before it gets better.
As far as restaurants, do you think it will reach the point where they shut them down totally? I think you can do that. I don't know.
Well, I hope not.
Where's the St. Patrick's Day's tomorrow.
Right.
You cannot go to a bar now.
Well, I think that was one of the, I'm guessing that was one of the reasons why it occurred when it occurred, was so people weren't congregating together for St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, but the governor went on, was it Meet the Press, one of the big shows yesterday, national shows, and said, I wouldn't be surprised if schools were closed all year. I don't know why that was done. I mean, even if it's true, I don't know why you would do that. I don't know why you would say that. Because if that's true, I would have to imagine all these other things are going to hold, too, for that period of time. I can't imagine you would open back up the bars and restaurants and leave the schools closed.
Right.
That's so, true. If we're talking June, interesting.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as long as we can stay open for carryout, I mean, we're pretty much, we're good because, I mean, we take the food outside anyway.
But in 2 weeks, when these people who are not able to work right now, all these people who work in restaurants, servers, busboys, hosts who will no longer be needed at this point, I would not think. Not to mention the teachers and people who work in schools and aides and things of that nature. I don't know how quick these unemployment checks are going to be flying out. I don't think it'll be that quick. In 2 weeks, when the first paycheck doesn't come, people are going to be eating out?
I'm going to go with probably.
You think?
I think so. Maybe not as much, but
the economic effects on this one are going to be the one people really need to pay attention to, because we're only 5 days in. It seems like a lifetime, but we're only 5 days in. People have not gotten that first pay period where the paycheck is zero yet. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, then you're going to see panic. So I got a message from the gas company over the weekend. Did anybody else get this? I'm sure you guys all have gas. I got an email saying that until May, Columbia Gas will not be charging late charges and will not be disconnecting anybody until at least May at this point, all based on the coronavirus. And I imagine the electric companies and water companies will probably follow suit.
What about the cable?
I don't think the cable will follow suit. I don't think that's a necessity. Free cable? But if you do have a kid internet right now, 3 months free from Spectrum. Mm-hmm. If you have a kid, just call them.
Really?
That's all. Yeah, that's a thing right now.
I didn't know that.
Now what? Yeah. What?
Well, that's why you listen to this station. That's why we're here.
What kind of internet speed are we talking?
Well, enough to run your whatever.
Yeah, that's probably not good enough.
Well, that's good enough for them at this particular point. All right, Abby, why are you the only one still open?
Well, I've struggled with it. I want to make sure I'm making a responsible decision, but I have a great responsibility to our parents. Most of our parents, we're their only childcare option. A lot of them don't have backup. They need to work. And you're right. Like, I mean, the ramifications of this in the next month or two, should they not be able to work, is, you know, it's great. People are offering mortgage, you know, relief and things like that. But if they are not working and they can't pay their bills and they are renting, they can't, you know, there's no rent relief.
Can a person renting to you, whether it's a company or a private person, can they evict you when the state is in a state of emergency? I don't know if they can.
That's a great question, and I have no idea. But, I mean, it worries me, like, with the families. And I would feel, even though it's not my fault in the end, I would feel like a huge, that would be a huge weight for me to carry.
Let's hope somebody knows the answer to this. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Are you there? Well, if that's you, give us a call back in, because that would be something to know. In a state of emergency, can a renter evict you? I don't think they can, because I think, first of all, to evict you, it's a long process.
It is.
It would be a process.
And also, I don't think that the courts, because of this, would follow any kind of suit there. But if anybody knows the answer, let me know. Go ahead, caller. Are you there? Hello? Apparently we're having a connection problem on that call. Call back in. And by the way, we just had a great question during the break. Somebody called in, is the hospital cafeteria open? Is the Smith Clinic cafeteria open? I don't know. Are they? I'm guessing not, but I don't know for sure. If anybody does know that, let me know. 740-383-9944. Fast food is, I can tell you that this morning. Fast food, you can still go through the window, but I'll tell you what, I drive down 95 every morning, and it was very eerie this morning to drive down 95 and see all these places like Perkins and Panera and Bob Evans and Denny's that are normally open that were not this morning for breakfast. One last try on this one. Go ahead, caller, are you there?
Did you happen to hear Governor DeWine's news conference last night along with John Husted? They said that the waiting week would be waived on the unemployment. They would get it immediately.
They would get it. But I imagine the office is going to be just smashed.
Oh, I I imagine. Yeah, but there's normally a waiting week, and there will be no waiting week. They will get it day one after they become unemployed.
Now, does this apply to a lot of people in restaurants or part-time employees? Do they get anything?
They didn't say. Well, if they're unemployed, they're unemployed, whether it's part-time or full-time.
All right. Well, I guess you do get a percentage of whatever you make. Now, the other thing I have, do you know anything about the hospital or Smith Clinic? Are those cafeterias open?
I don't know, but I just dropped a client off at Smith Clinic, and they met us at the car, and they had a bunch of questions, and I said, well, I've already taken her temperature, so she's okay with that. I said, oh, okay. So they let her go on in. They're meeting people at the door.
Very interesting.
I doubt that the cafeteria is open.
Well, I guess people call ahead if you have any questions about it, but I agree with you. I think the cafeteria is probably not open. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, but they do meet you at the door and take your temperature and ask you several questions, and they're being as careful as they can. So.
Perfect. That's a great thing.
All right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. It's a mess. Well, okay, the 1 week waiting period for unemployment has been waived. I guess this is a good thing. But do you have to prove you're unemployed? I thought there was like a proving process, and then they had to call the business and make sure they did not dispute it. I guess when you're in a pandemic, that no longer matters.
I don't know.
What a mess.
What a mess is exactly right. Mm-hmm. An unprecedented event in the history of the United States is going on right now. So again, the child care issue... what do people do if they close down? What if it finally comes down? We don't know what's going on every day.
Right. And, you know, I had a message yesterday from one of my parents, and just trying to kind of clarify things. I actually fielded a lot of those over the weekend. But she is at the point where she's looking at having to quit her job. If, you know, my husband makes more, I'm going to have to quit my job. And that's not ideal for them. It's not ideal for anyone. And she said, you know, when she just want to make sure when all of this was over, if she would have a spot to bring her kids back to daycare for when she found work. And that's devastating.
What do we do when this is over? How do we pick up this mess? And for people who have quit their jobs, mm-hmm. people who went and found other jobs that were not in the food service industry because they could go to work working in a factory or whatever, you know, how does this get fixed when the restaurants do open back up? Because if they leave them closed for as long as they're leaving the schools closed, and it does turn into a longer period than 3 weeks... Did the governor say yesterday how long the restaurants and the bars would be closed?
No.
I think it was just indefinitely.
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 Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think when you said, why did he say the schools are going to be, you know, could be closed for the rest of the year, I think because of childcare. He's telling parents, you need to find something else to do with your kids. This is longer term than what he's letting on, for sure. I mean, not that he knows, but it's definitely longer term than what we know.
But is that what's going to happen? I don't know. It just is very strange, because there goes your graduation parties.
Yep.
There goes your state testing. There goes a lot of spring sports would be mm-hmm. totally gone.
They are gone, I think.
They go to
I think
all
they're gone.
Gone.
Yep, they're done.
There'll be
they're
no canceled. Sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do feel bad for seniors in high school.
Well, senior's last day may have been Friday.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you will never be able to fix that.
No. Mm-mm.
So what is the long-term effect here? Even right now, knowing what we know right now, that nothing's going to restart until at least April the 6th, and some later than that. How is that going to play?
I really don't know. I mean, I don't think anybody knows. We're all kind of just trying to figure this out. But I think it's going to be very devastating to a lot of families. To the kids. I mean, you know, of course, my son's first reaction, he's 17, was, all right, you know, school's done for the year. And then we started talking about it. I was like, you don't have baseball. You don't have, you know, it's his first, he's a junior. It's your first junior prom. You don't have, and he was like, oh, yeah. You know, it's, of course, at first thought it was exciting, but it's not. It's scary, and it's a lot of unknowns.
Well, after 3 weeks, people are going to be bored. Not to mention the fact people get bored over summer break.
Right.
By the way, tack on another 3 months to the end of the school year, and you're going to have 5 months.
Well, not only that, but then, you know, these things that kids can do, you know, my teenager, they can't even go find a job.
Well, that's right, because where are you going to get work at?
All of the jobs that would probably hire these kids are in the food industry or, you know, grocery stores or things like that. So, you know, it's...
I would think pools are not going to open.
They couldn't, I wouldn't think.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, movie theaters aren't open. I don't know.
Libraries closed?
Mm-hmm. All these would be good summer jobs for teenagers are not going to be.
Can you give exams on the computer? Can you give final exams in high school?
I would think so. Yeah. But, I mean,
so everything's open book at this point, huh?
Right.
But how are you going to give an exam?
It's all open book.
Yeah, it is open book. I mean, I just took college classes, and I mean, it's all open book, and all my tests were online. Even the classes that I went to in person, my exams were still all online.
Well, the thing people better watch is the stock market, even if you have no interest in it, because these little things are going to have big effects on the stock market, and if something should happen to the stock market, that's going to have an effect on your bank account. So that's going to be a big deal, mm-hmm. and something's going to have to curtail that, and hopefully it's the unemployment.
Hopefully. Hopefully it moves quickly.
What do you do at home at this point? Play on your phone?
It's a good question. I tried to set a schedule for my kids yesterday, and they were like laughing hysterically at me. I'm like, you guys are going to have to be in a routine. You're going to have to get up. You're going to have to do schoolwork and carry on some routine of normalcy. Like, they'll go crazy.
You know, the funny thing of this, ironic thing of this, is that last week we were talking about how schedules are so busy, and mm-hmm. we couldn't even get together to tape these podcasts that we do. And yet, boy, there's about to be a lot of free time.
Oh, yeah. You're when right. I was making my schedule for work last night, every kid almost was available at any moment. Because all my kids that work for me are involved in activities, sports, something. And I was having a hard time making the schedule because I'm not used to so many available people and trying to get them equal amount of hours. And it took me a while.
Well, and do you staff differently for carryout?
Well, see, I made the schedule as normal, this like regular, like it always is, because I don't know if we'll be busy or not busy or busier because dine-in restaurants are closed. I don't know.
Well, does a dine-in restaurant, I mean, do they come out now to the car if they want to be open? I don't even know how this works.
I think so. I know... I'm not sure.
So, like, this morning at Starbucks, they just had a sign in their door, we're available for grab and go. So, like, I had ordered mine online like usual.
And but they have a window.
But they don't. They do have a window.
Like Denny's.
Right.
That never closes, closed last night.
Right.
So, if you order from Denny's, do they just come out to your car? They don't have a drive-thru
window. I would imagine it's like carry out, right? Because you can go in and get it. And
so, you can go in and get it.
I would think so.
You can go in and get it 6 feet apart.
Is it the 100 rule that's causing this?
They just lowered it. It's 50 now.
It's 50
well,
now.
Well, yeah, there you and go. I can assure you at Stewart's, there's maybe at the most 50 people ever there at one time. But we're outside.
Right.
So I don't really know.
I don't. 50 now.
50 now.
So mm-hmm. you can't. But you know, but still doesn't apply to the grocery stores. Still doesn't apply to the department stores. Nobody's mm-hmm. counting people going in and out of there.
I was out this weekend, and the stores were busy. I mean, they're still normal, I would say.
Or gyms, or...
You know, and they haven't said that yet, as far as, like...
No, the gyms are not shut down.
Or, yeah.
Well, and what kind of things are going to go down tomorrow after the election? Because there will be more than 50 people at the polling places at one time. Now, is that what they're waiting on? Get that out of the way, and then make some new...
I read the article. It's like, he said people didn't have to be in close proximity of each other at the election. And to stop the election would be cause big issues.
Well, the problem is normally in a primary it wouldn't, but it's a presidential primary.
Right.
And that's different.
Right.
It makes it a lot bigger. And who's going to win tomorrow? And I'm not even talking about presidential. I'm talking about some of these local things going on that have primaries. If the seniors stay home and didn't have a chance to go an early vote, you might have somebody winning who normally would have never won before because they have a younger group of people.
Well, like I said last night, there was a lot of seniors out at Stewart's. The kids said that they said, you know who most of the people were that came? They were all older people.
Well, and that's another. Are people really scared? I don't know.
Maybe the older people felt comfortable being in their car, though. They weren't, you know. They
right,
weren't,
that's true.
Like, they wanted to get out, and that was a safe way to do it.
You're staying in your car. Mm-hmm. You're not getting out. You don't have to go inside somewhere. And it's regular. They're used to it. They're not, you know, a lot of people don't like change. So if you're going to go out to eat, you know, a lot of people, I know a lot of people that don't come to Stewart's because they're like, I'm not sure what to do there. And then they won't, like, with the buttons and the signs. So if you were older people, if they're going out to eat to, like, their regular dine-in, they might not want to change up the routine, you know, so they'd go somewhere they're more comfortable.
It's going to be interesting to see how this all takes effect today, because today's the day. Everything was okay till 9 o'clock last night, and today we'll find out how this all works out. If people still go out and do carry out, grocery stores terribly busy. I know that. As far as the daycare thing goes, in this particular environment, why do you think all the others shut down in Marion?
I think as soon as they said that schools closed, they felt like they needed to. And I do understand that. Like I said, I struggled with the decision. It's kind of a unique situation in that the kids aren't the ones who are getting really sick. And yes, I understand that they can transmit that, you know, to others. They can carry it in and be, you know, otherwise symptomless. But we still have that responsibility. When they start closing businesses and things like that, I said, I'm going to have to, you know, look at it again. But I couldn't justify making that decision for the majority of our families and putting them in a bind.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Scott. Hello, lady.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm one of the older gender on them ones, all in that range. But, you know, I'm to the point that, you know, I'm not letting that bother me because, I don't know. I just don't give it much thought to fear factor.
Are you going to go out and carry out your dinner where maybe you would have gone out and eaten before?
Sure. The only thing we got is fear itself. And I mean, I sat and I listened to it all, and it, a little bit of common sense, you know. If somebody's sneezing and hacking like crazy, don't go. And don't be around them.
Right.
That's about the size of it. Well, hey, I thank you for your opinion.
You bet now.
Again, if you're ill, go to the doctor. The doctors are still open. That's the way you've got to do it. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are still open. And because you were the only one open, I imagine media has contacted you.
They did. Unfortunately, they did on Friday, and I did not call back. Only because we had a meeting on Saturday morning. We had a meeting scheduled with the church officials on Saturday morning. And I didn't want to make a statement knowing it wasn't going to run until Saturday and Sunday and then just have to kind of retract it later. But thank you for that, Scott, for bringing that up.
No, that wasn't bad, was it?
No,
Was that a bad statement?
You, like, got the exclusive. You did.
That's what it's all about, getting the exclusive
yes.
around here.
Listen, you know, it's hard. ODJFS is working hard. They did kind of allow us to modify our communicable disease policy on who we allow in and who we don't allow in. You know, a sniffle is one thing, but a sniffle with a cough or a fever or, you know, any of those standalone, I can send them home. Right now there's different things. It's kind of like in a combination of things, but we are really going to follow that strictly for my staff and for the other students and for those kids that have to go home to maybe older relatives. You know, they can, like I said, they can carry this and be symptomless, so we're trying to be very careful with that. Scott,
I can understand. What's the stress level like right now?
About 100.
About 100?
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 100?
Yeah, scale of 1 to 10.
On 1 to 10, it's 100.
It's very stressful, you know, because it's granted, these decisions are not on me. I have an amazing child care board that, you know, backs me up and helps me out. And this executive board from the church was wonderful in listening, you know, to my opinion, my recommendation. And I've been in close contact with the health department, Marion County Job and Family Services, letting them know they want to know where we're at. You know, I had a call from them on Friday, and she said, you know, these parents are scrambling from other centers. Are you going to be open? And I said, yes, we're open, but we can't take more students. We still have, they did kind of fudge the ratios. You're allowed to have a little bit more per kid, but I don't feel comfortable enrolling more children in the state that we're in, honestly.
Don't we have to calm down at some point here?
I think so. Yes.
I mean, isn't this the real? It's weird that both words begin with a P, pandemic and panic. Mm-hmm. But it seems to me right now that the panic is far worse than the pandemic here.
Mm-hmm. But as far as panic goes on the general population's behalf, I get it. But I understand why my parents are panicking, you know, for childcare and
people.
Things like that. No, not like my parents. Like my parents.
No, but I'm saying older people should panic.
They should a little bit.
I mean, precaution.
Knowing that they're the ones who would get the sickest, I guess. But they also know to stay home. I feel like aren't the ones who are going to just, you know, test it and be all willy-nilly about the whole thing. I think they're probably going to try to pay attention a little more.
I don't know. I really don't know. Because as our caller said, I don't think maybe people are worried. You know, I think about just here, you know, people got to go out in society. Mary Ellen will be here tomorrow. She's in that age group. She'll be here for 3 hours tomorrow. Charlie, as far as I know, he was here every day last week. He's in that age group. Mm-hmm. He'll be here.
Mary Ellen's coming here?
Here.
Are you going to clean things up?
Will you stop?
I'm just saying.
Are we getting to that point of the program already?
Did you get Lysol here?
She'll be fine here tomorrow. Just listen, it's primary day. It's going to be big.
I will be here later to tidy up for Mary Ellen.
Are you going
to
tidy up for Mary Ellen? Oh, she'll be here tomorrow. You can come take the pictures
tomorrow.
God love
her sweet soul. Don't yell at her this time.
I never yelled at her. Will you stop?
Pay attention, Mary Ellen.
You jump on me about that media question, and then you say something like that I yelled at somebody.
You knew what you were asking when you did that.
No. Stop. I mean, I knew what had happened, but I wasn't asking specifically about that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I would imagine that if you are the only daycare within a 65,000 population area, that maybe some media would call. Why are you here today? That's why, I mean, you know, it's a media thing.
Because you're my friend and you asked.
Right, but because this is media.
It is. It's news. You said we had to do news on this show, so right, here so I am with good news.
So I can imagine other media outlets might have contacted you as well, being the only one open. So why is that a bad question?
Because you just stop. You knew. It has been stressful. Back to the stress level. It's been stressful for all of us just trying to figure it out. Change the subject.
Is that a segue?
It was a sidebar there. Listen, it's been stressful.
I appreciate
We're all trying to figure it out together. Let's be patient. Another note, are these 2 o'clock press conferences, like, is that a thing every day?
That's a thing. It's a state of the state every day.
We weren't sure because, I mean, we're fully expecting to have childcare closed at some point, you know, by Governor DeWine. We don't know when, but he obviously led into it yesterday saying it's going to happen.
And then what?
I don't know, because then I have workers who are unemployed.
Is that what happens? I mean, is there anything right now going on to where a business can pay their employees? I don't know. I mean, I understand local mom and pop shop can't, but I mean, can McDonald's? I'm sure doing carry out and just drive through window, they're not needing as many employees as they once needed. Can they pay their people? Can Panera pay their people? Can Denny's pay their people? Big corporations? I don't know.
Yeah, but a lot of McDonald's, they have like kiosks anyway for ordering, so I don't know. It's not.
Do you want to touch the kiosk now? We're all panicked out.
I think those big corporations.
No,
could
but
pay,
what I'm
but
saying is, they? No one's going to be in going to touch the kiosk. But I don't know if like they don't have as many people probably standing at the registers as they used to say when we were growing up. Like, it's different now.
When you were growing up?
When I was growing
when
up.
When you were growing up.
You're 10 years younger than
10
us,
years
you know.
Younger.
Hopefully a lot 25. Of them can collect unemployment, I would think.
I hope that happens.
Workers. I really do, too.
If that happens, we'll be okay.
Even so, that's like, what, 60% of your income or something? That's still a major.
Is that what it is?
I think it's something like that, right?
I thought it was more than that, but I could be.
Even so, it's not your full income. And a lot of people rely on their entire income.
Not full, but I thought it was like 70 or 80.
No, I don't think so.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Well, I would like to know about part-time people, because there are a lot of part-time people who are going to be out of work here, and a lot of those part-time people work.
I guess the big question is if they changed policy on it, because I know, like, part-time, you have to work a certain amount of hours, like, consistently to get the unemployment, so I don't know if they're changing that or not.
Really? So you have to be working someplace else to get the part-time unemployment?
No.
I think you have to have been there for a certain length of time. So you
right.
there
I think
for
it's
like,
12 weeks.
I don't know what it is.
I thought it was six
I was going to say 6 months
six
also.
Months?
It's 6 months.
Really?
That's what I was
I'm
thinking.
I'm pretty sure.
You have to be somewhere for 6 months part-time to get...
I think it's more than part-time, but I don't know what the rule is there.
Like,
well, but the rules are new as of yesterday.
They are.
There's
ranging.
An executive
so,
order signed in.
You know, on Facebook, though, if you looked at the governor's page, I mean, it has a lot of links that... are informative.
You know what shocks me in this whole thing as a news person is, what do we know about the people who have it besides their ages? Are they on ventilators? Are they even in hospitals?
Right. Do they
what
have,
is going on? Or, I don't understand this.
Right. And like, you know, their background. Did they already have underlying issues
yes.
before that? Or were they perfectly healthy?
We learned that everything has to be shut down, but they never tell you that.
Right.
Why? So, I mean, I think that would cause the stress level to go down a little bit if we knew how these people looked. Are they okay? What's the deal? Go ahead, caller.
Scott, is this similar to, like, the Great Depression?
Well, not yet, because we're not financially in trouble as far as I know, and I think that's what the House and the Senate are doing over the weekend, trying to pass these bills. That's why unemployment executive order through DeWine is coming. But boy, oh boy, it could.
You know, people out of work for 3 months, or it's just really scary out here.
If people stop buying, then we're going to have trouble. That will lead to depression.
Well, they won't have the money to buy.
That's why we hope.
And as far as, like, waiters and waitresses, they don't make that much money to begin with. That's what your unemployment's based on. I mean, those poor kids, they depend on their tips.
Well, I don't know what a server does, because what do they, I mean, it's $2 or $3, something like that.
Right.
I don't know.
So I just feel sorry for all these working people.
It's going to be interesting. I hope somebody's got a plan B.
Yes, I do.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, I don't know about that. I hope that has been thought about.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're basing it on your wages, servers only claim a certain amount of their tips.
Right.
And that's low.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know. I really don't know. That's what I'm really worried about. I'm worried about, like, 14 days from now, when the first paycheck doesn't come and when people run out of the money they're saving right now who get paid in cash, like servers.
Right. So what about, because I substituted all winter, substitute teachers, do they qualify for unemployment?
Since
the schools are
if
closed?
The rule, you know, I would think anybody who worked at a school in any position, as long as you got paid from the school, I think you could probably make a claim.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't, if they stop paying you totally, yes, I think you could probably make a claim.
Yeah, I was thinking about people that I know that's like, that's their job, that's what they do. And
substitutes would not be on the payroll right now.
No.
Tutors would not be on the payroll right now.
Nope.
There's a lot of people who would not be on the payroll right now. You know, it wouldn't be worth taking a shot
right. If
you need that money. But we don't know.
No.
We don't know. I'd file it and see what happens. It's not against the school or anything like that, so it's not like you're going to anger the people you're working with.
Oh, right.
You know, just go to the unemployment office. Don't go without. Don't wait too long.
Right.
Do it now. What's the worst? They're going to deny you? Okay. Big deal.
How quickly do you know? Like, if
apparently
you're denied,
now, immediately
it's right away.
Now.
It's yes
apparently.
Or no.
Yeah, it's pretty. Well, you can do it online, so you don't have to actually.
What about
go
the people
to the...
working in these approval offices? Did they beef those staffs up? I mean, this was just yesterday.
That's a good question.
Or maybe there is no approval anymore. Maybe it's just ask questions later. We're in a pandemic and it's an emergency and we don't need approval anymore. We don't have to call doctors. We don't have to do things. Well, this is not a doctor issue.
Right.
This is just I have no place to go.
Right.
Wow.
True. This is the deal. Whether you believe that the sickness will be as bad as it is, whether or not you believe this will turn into a financial issue, you've got to say there's not been anything like this in more than 100 years.
No, not since I've been alive.
I agree. No one alive really knows how to deal with it.
And what is the best way to solve it?
I have no idea.
Does anybody know? Does anybody have answers?
I don't think anybody knows. It's literally like a day-to-day thing. Things keep changing.
Here comes another call. Well, I'll tell you what. We will be here. Well, I'll be here. Go ahead, caller.
Here's one thing we can be thankful for, Scott.
What's that?
Have you seen them gas prices?
$2.09 when I came in this morning.
Oh, no. Sunoco on Delaware Avenue, $1.99.
Why is Delaware Avenue always 10 cents lower than Mount Vernon?
I don't know. And I feel like too. The car wash, what is that where you get gas with it next to the car wash? What's that called?
What's that?
Blue Streak?
Yeah. I feel like them and Sunoco, they're always in some kind of, like, gas war. Like, even if it's just
Yesterday I was in Delaware Polaris area and it was $1.79.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, hey, if we had to try to find a positive, at least it hasn't affected gas prices.
True.
Well, here's the thing about that. It sounds very good right now, but my guess is the reason the gas price is on a tumble is because not as many people are getting gas. And if not as many people are getting gas, that means they're not traveling, they're not buying, and here a bad 2 weeks comes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
It's hard to say what will happen. I just know that I still have to go to work every day, so as a consumer, I'm glad the gas is, it can keep on going down.
I'm 100% with you. Thank you.
See you guys later.
It is Delaware Avenue, apparently right now $1.99, but Mount Vernon, for some reason, which is always 10 cents higher, $2.09. But $2.09 is very low compared to what it has been.
Right. Yeah.
But is that a sign? You know, you got to read these signs. Gas prices go down that quickly, go down 30, 40 cents within 4 days. Well, that's because people aren't buying gas. Mm-hmm. And people aren't taking trips right now.
Most people.
Is somebody taking a trip? I don't know. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. You see, listen, there's a lot of things running through my mind right now.
Oh, my goodness.
I forgot about that particular trip. But anyway,
boy, most people this... aren't traveling, and that's scary.
Let's talk about
right?
the media some more.
Anyway, back to those movie quotes. What are we doing?
I know, apparently we talked a lot longer than we thought, but you know, this is the thing. And this is what Kreskin talked about early on. What are you going to do to stay socially active? Because you're not going to go to the restaurants anymore. You're going to be stuck with the people you see every day. That's not good on a long-term basis. A lot of people aren't going to work right now. Mm-hmm. How do we stay socially active? How do we not stay on our phones all the time? How do we not stay glued to the computers? How do we keep the social things going? You're not going to go meet in a restaurant right now. You're not going to go to the library.
I think I need to take a DIY projects.
It's true. I do that too sometimes.
What's the correct answer?
Right. You don't know. I mean, I think it's important to get out. You can still go walking. You can still get out.
But that's not social.
Social. It's like it's fresh air. People need that.
We're going to get together. Let's go walk. We're all going to go walk tonight. Let's go to the cemetery.
Let's start a neighborhood walk party, I think is what you need to happen.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, what about provisions for the landlords out there? Are they going to be taken care of? I mean,
good question.
Or as that goes, are they going to be able to evict people because they can't make the payments that they?
I call the governor and say, when you get on at 2 o'clock, let us know.
Yeah, because that's going to be a serious issue there, too.
I would think in a state of emergency, a landlord could not evict you, and an eviction process is long, and I think when they go in to say they're going to evict you, if you say it's because I had no money because of a pandemic and a national emergency, I don't think the judge is going to order you out.
Well, we sure hope so.
Yeah, we certainly do.
All right.
Thank you. Because you do plead your case in the whole eviction thing, and I don't think that's the landlord would even want to waste his time filing the papers.
If it was a true hardship, you lost your job.
Well, they said for the small businesses, restaurants, they were talking about how they were going to have loans available for people with a very low interest rate.
The banks. Yeah. At least they have a heart right now.
Right. I'm like... That's just what we don't want to do is take out more money.
Right, the loan officer will be here.
It's the money you can't pay back because you lost your job.
Like, I don't get credit cards. That's another thing I worry about right now.
True.
Are people going to get those credit cards that show up in the mail every day? I worry about that.
But people do use credit cards. I can tell you definitely later in the month, people use credit cards more so than at the beginning of the month.
Well,
definitely.
If you want to know what Mary Ellen has to say about this, I'm sure during this pandemic, tomorrow will not be all about election day as it normally is. So she will be here to elongated version of the program tomorrow, 3 hours, Mary Ellen Withrow in studio, and Rich Cordray, first interview since he did not win the governorship tomorrow. And by the way, if you remember, Mary Ellen was the treasurer for Rich Cordray's campaign. So there you go. That'll be interesting tomorrow. Go ahead, caller.
Do you know if any funerals are off?
Not that I think funerals are still okay. I don't think anybody was popular and knew more than 100 people at this point, or 50 people.
Well, as far as I know, they're still exempt, though. That was one of the things that was still exempt.
Churches were exempt, though, but nobody showed up. Did you see the picture from Marian Catholic yesterday? Or St. Mary's? I was shocked.
I was surprised, too, because they were still open.
They were still open,
a lot
but
of the
boy,
churches
the pews were light.
It looked like a ghost town at Meyer this morning at around 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. Well, that's a good question. But I do think funerals are still on.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, funerals are still on. Church services were still on, but not. You know, I don't know. people are going to mail in their offerings? I don't know, because that's going to hurt concerning. The churches in the long run.
Absolutely.
And all these sporting events, as I say, at the even on the high school level, the concession funds things, the ticket sales fund things, they're not going to be there.
Right.
Where does that come from? I don't know. I just think that, boy, people got to worry about the money before the disease. We get the disease right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's viral. Don't come in contact with somebody who's got it. Try to sequester yourself as much as you can. But, boy, somebody's going to have to address these financial problems very, very quick.
Mm-hmm.
That we need a 2 o'clock press conference on that.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can get back to, you know, wash your hands and stay 6 feet apart.
I just don't think anybody knows.
What is the stay 6 feet apart, first of all? Who can do that?
Social distancing.
Who does that and who can do it?
Social distancing.
I've been doing that all my whole life.
You really should be safe.
I've been ready for this pandemic my entire life.
Now is your time to shine.
Now is my time to shine. It's the way it goes.
That's it. Stay away from people.
It's very, very odd. That's all I know. And I think the longer it goes, the more panic it's going to cause. And let's hope it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So the food industry is what it is now. Carry out's the way to go.
Yep, I guess we'll see how it goes today.
And as far as it stands right now,
childcare,
you are open.
We will be open unless Governor DeWine says differently. Until he says differently, which we see it coming.
We'll be open till not closing, unless we have to.
Well, let me ask this.
Forces my door shut.
Not specifically to either one of your situations, but do you think? Because we've pretty well done it now. I mean, we've closed just about everything that can be closed and limited just about everything that can be limited. Do you think there'll be more? What more can you do at this point?
Yeah, I think there'll be more. I definitely don't think this is the end of it. If they're following suit of, like, Italy or China where this started, like, I think there's a lot more to come.
Are you asking if we're going to be, like, stuck at home?
Well, I don't think you can quarantine people to their houses, but what more could you do at this point?
I think you can quarantine them to their houses, right? Isn't this what happened?
Well, I think this is America. I don't think you can quarantine people to your house.
Oh. Didn't we just have this? I think that you can.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to be quarantined to my house.
Maybe you can leave if you're 6 feet away from somebody at all times.
No, I don't think you can keep people in your house. I don't think you can do it. I think you can do a lot of things, but I don't think you can do that. I think you can tell people not to go places.
If there's nowhere for them to go other than outside to take a walk, I mean, where are they going to go?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a house parties.
Right, that's it.
Well, that's what it'll have to
We're
happen.
We're going to have like podcasts. We're going to have lots of podcasts.
We're
going
to have lots of podcasts between now and then because there's going to be nothing else to do, and that's going to be the way it is. But it's just unbelievable that this is what has happened, and here we go. And do you think this will change society in the long run?
Yes.
How so?
They already don't communicate well. What's going to happen
then? Oh, this is going to make it worse?
Yeah, I think so.
Airports and buses. Yeah.
Very
is that
true.
Right? When did that happen? That could be the next thing.
That's true.
Airports and buses. I guess it could still come.
Yeah, this is the 50-person thing on a plane. How do they justify having... There's definitely more people...
What about a hotel?
50 people on a plane.
Hotel was open. They just weren't serving food.
Right, but you can't have more than 50 people in a hotel if they're in separate rooms. Can you allow that?
That's why I'm wondering how they pick and choose things.
I don't know.
A plane has got to be one of the worst places to be.
Maybe because 50 people are not all together at one time. They're not all in the same...
And at this point, you've got to be unpopular to die because not more than 50 people can come to your funeral. Is that right?
You're safe.
I mean, that's a thing.
You're safe.
I'm safe. I can go right now. It don't matter.
Pull the plug.
Scott.
But, I mean, listen, we got to have some levity at some point in this thing because it's not fun for people right now. People are panicked. People are at home. People are upset. This is bad.
That's why you should have movie trivia.
That's why I'm here. I'm here for movie trivia. And tomorrow, like I said, Mary Ellen will be in with us, and so will Rich Cordray, and I believe somebody else that is kind of important, so pay attention for that. That's going to be kind of interesting as well. So we will... Why'd you furrow your brow at that?
You didn't ask me to come back tomorrow.
Listen, when you get all this free time, you'll be back and we'll do all kinds of fun things and have good times. And let people know about the podcast, by the way. Why don't we plug that away since people are going to be at home
Paper
and
Rings
have time?
Podcast.
New it's episode available. Was up yesterday. Another new one will be up today.
Okay, there we go. Find it on YouTube.
The one where you say things that you cannot say on the air.
I'm a doctor.
Yeah. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I just got my hazmat suit in from Amazon, so if anybody sees me walking around, it'll be an all yellow inflated suit with a backpack.
Well, watch. You'll be out on the street. Thank you.
That's right.
You know, here it is. But, you know, I think people who live in Ohio, this is not every state right now.
No.
This is not what's going on. I even hate at this point to even talk about, is this an overreaction? Have we overreacted?
You know, didn't you say the thing? We'll never know if we overreacted. Or we'll know if we overreacted, but we'll certainly know if we underreacted.
Is it better to overreact than underreact?
I think when it comes to your health, maybe, but I mean, this seems like a lot right now for no more than what we know, I feel like.
Inevitably, with this, someone is going to die. And when that happens, then what? If this caused this kind of panic when the first person dies...
I mean, cases in Ohio, quadrupled in 3 to 4 days?
That's what I'm saying.
It's a crazy amount.
Somebody's going to die. I mean, people die from the flu every year, so this is not unprecedented.
Right.
But when the first person dies with the panic that's surrounded on this right now, then what?
I think you see your next level of...
Which is what?
Quarantine. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but...
Then what are they going to buy at the store?
We're going to get, it's going to be, I still predict that the top out on this during this whole mess is in Ohio is going to be somewhere between 300 and 400. I think that'll be where the cases, it should be, if this quarantine's working at all.
Right.
If we get up to over 1,000, this isn't working and we might as well go back to whatever we were doing before.
Very true.
But 300 or 400 is where I think it's going to go. In Ohio, nationally, who knows? And somebody's going to die, but you've also got to understand how many people died yesterday texting while driving? How many people died yesterday from cancer in Ohio?
Right.
How many people died yesterday from the flu? It did happen.
Right.
So you got to understand these things, and with this particular disease that's shutting everything down, nobody has died in Ohio. So keep that in mind in the midst of all the panic. Right now, that it is what it is, and there'll be another press conference at 2:00 tomorrow, and we may come back on tonight. Here's another thing: don't tune away from this station, because as I understand it, in Marion, we're the only talk station right now on the air.
Oh, really?
I believe so, as far as I know.
Wow.
So we can get you information direct, and we can get people on the phone, and if we need to break into programming, that's what we will do, and we will come on the air, and we will tell you what's going on. So if anything happens big at a press conference today, we might be on the air later on today. As far as I know, Voice of the People will still be on today from 4 to 5 and the Mike Wilson Show from 5 to 6, but there might be more tonight. You just don't know at this particular point. Adam Lepp's on after this. His show's still going, as far as I know, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. So pay attention, stay where you are, and if I don't talk to you later on today, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Mary Ellen will be here, so will Rich Cordray. And we will talk election tomorrow, but we will also talk about all this. And Mary Ellen, we will talk about somebody in her age group. Obviously, she's not fearful to leave the house, so we'll see what goes on there. Until then, stay tuned, stay well, and we'll be back.
If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com. And keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43.com.
This is Total Protection Mr. Hughes, and you're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Also, check us out by downloading the TuneIn app on your cell phone or your favorite mobile device.